Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm a guy who grew up in Mount Clemens, and so I'm a big auto show guy, and I don't just, you know, I like to mosey around and see everything, so I always get excited. And from what I understand, this year, with the success of the Big Three, with the success of the auto industry in these very challenging fiscal times, the auto show is going to be cooler than ever. Tell us about it.
Well, I got to tell you, there's going to be a lot to see, Tony. We have a couple of more exhibitors than we did last year. We have Nissan and Infiniti that have come back to the show. They will have three or four unveilings. And the thing that is going to be different this year, you're going to see the confidence of not only the Big Three, but the entire industry demonstrated at this show. We have the huge displays. The manufacturers are really coming to Detroit with their best foot forward. They have improved their displays. They're more dynamic than ever. And I think all of the people that attend the show this year are going to be very impressed, and they're going to be excited based on what they see and what they learn, because the manufacturers this year, one of their main goals is to educate the public, and they have so many new innovations that they're going to introduce, along with new models, fuel-efficient vehicles. I think everyone will have just a wonderful time if they come down to the show.
What are going to be the biggest exhibits?
Well, I got to tell you, from what I've seen, they're still building.
Mm-hmm.
Ford and GM are always huge, but the Germans this year, they have just gone all out. Audi will be just a huge display. BMW, they've gone back to a two-tier, a double-decker display. Volkswagen, Porsche will be there. You know, Chrysler, they're right in the center of the show. They're going to have a huge display. It's just going to be, it's exciting.
Right.
I'm excited already, and the show is not even complete. They haven't even completed the displays.
All right,
you can just see it.
All right, give us the details. I know there's a couple of media days. I know there's a VIP charity function where people can get a sneak peek. Give us the details on those activities.
Well, I have to tell you, Tony, one reason the North American International Auto Show is one of the top five shows in the world is because it's basically four shows in one. We start out with our press preview days, which are January 9th and 10th, Monday and Tuesday. Then we go into what we call industry days. Industry days is a show that basically engineers, designers, auto show analysts attend, and it gives them the opportunity to see the direction that the manufacturers are taking for the coming year. Then that's January 12th and 13th. January 11th and 12th. Then we go into charity preview, which is Friday, January 13th. It's one of the largest fundraisers in the world. Largest one-night fundraisers. Tickets are $250, of which $240 are tax-deductible. And then on January 14th, we start our public days. And that runs from January 14th through the 22nd. And anyone that wants to follow or find out more information on the show, we have increased our presence through social media this year. We have you can follow us on Facebook. All you have to do is put in likeautoshow.com and then press like, and then you will be able to follow us. Or you can reach us on Twitter, naiasdetroit.com. And just you can just follow us. That's the easiest way to get information on all the dynamics of the show this year.
How much does it cost to get in?
Costs $12 for adults, $6 for children under age. I think it's 8. They're free, and then it's also $6 for senior citizens.
All right, and obviously there's parking all around downtown. Food's available. It's a pretty cool event. I love coming downtown for that.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, any information they need on parking, what's going on, they can go to our website, naias.com, find out about parking, anything that has to do with the show. But, Tony, I have to tell you, I've been around for a long time, been in the industry for a long time, and this show is going to be one of the most exciting shows to take place in this country.
All right, Bill, before I let you go, any news on Cobo being expanded? Because I know you need more room for not only this event, but from what I understand, to get bigger conventions, and they need more room. Any news on that?
Yeah, it's been a real positive. We're now into phase three of the expansion that was approved by the COBO Authority and also the state of Michigan. But we have a new 25,000 square foot expansion that will be behind the Wayne and Oakland Hall. That will be open this year. It'll be used as exhibit space. And you'll see a lot of other things. Some things you won't be able to see. They've gone through and improved a lot of things that have to do with the infrastructure of COBO, like new lighting grids, air conditioning, heating, escalators. They put in a new loading dock. They have improved COBO considerably, and I got to tell you, we're very, very pleased with the work that has been done and the work that's still coming in phase three.
Bill Perkins is the chairman of the North American International Auto Show.